This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's going to be 102 degrees in Boise, Idaho over the weekend. Just one of the places that's sweating through the brutal heat. We've broken the heat record again on Earth, unofficially. The AP's Donna Warder.
On Monday, the Earth's average temperature hit a record 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Tuesday and Wednesday broke that record with a temperature both days of 62.9. On Thursday, the average temperature on Earth got even hotter, an unofficial record high of 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Robert Watson, a scientist and former chairman of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says that this is what happens when governments, the private sector, and citizens, quote, are not truly committed to address climate change, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Now that the FDA has given full approval to the Alzheimer's drug Leqembi, that clears the way for Medicare and other insurance plans to begin covering the cost. The FDA approved Leqembi for patients with mild dementia. It's been shown to modestly slow the cognitive decline caused by Alzheimer's. Have you been on Threads yet? The AP's Jennifer King says there's a squabble.
Twitter is threatening to sue Meta, the parent company of Facebook, over its new Threads app. A Twitter attorney accused Meta of hiring former Twitter employees to illegally create a copycat app.
Meta says, and we're quoting, "No one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee." The Netherlands can order Schiphol Airport, one of Europe's busiest, to reduce the number of flights per year, says an appeals court. The judges say local residents have complained for years about noise pollution from the airport. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen visiting China said this morning, Washington and Beijing have a duty to cooperate on issues that affect the world. She appealed for regular channels of communication. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Zelensky has been asking for more military aid. Now,
the European Union is making strides to increase munitions to Ukraine. The EU's taken a major step in approving plans to boost its production of ammunition and missiles within the 27-nation bloc, aimed at both defending itself and quickly helping Ukraine in trying to push back the invasion by Russia. The EU presidency has announced that the member states and the EU parliament reached a deal to urgently mobilize around $500 million from its budget for the Act in Support of Ammunition Production deal. The deal follows up the March decision by EU leaders to boost urgently needed ammunition deliveries to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lots of red on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow dropped 366 points yesterday. The S&P lost 35 points. The NASDAQ gave up 112 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.